my God.
I don't think you enjoy that too much.
I hit it pretty lucky, though. Because we first night, we step out on a hill. We step up on a hill on an old oak patch, wasn't it, about 2 acres, and had one of them dirt fences that comes around. We had a pair of bars that went in down there sleeping. I didn't know what was going to happen. We went to bed about 12 o'clock that night. We got in there. Rain next morning. There's officer's tent was right at the gate. He went to get up. Cook come out and hollered to him. Want him to get up there. Come to the kitchen. There's raising sand. They was tired and they weren't carrying on off. He walked way on down to the end of town, come up, walked out to camp, asked me would I go to the kitchen. I told him yes. I got up. I was cold and I had a big fire. I got me a cup of coffee. There were five of us. Got out, went to the kitchen, left the mother next morning. Just the day when they fixed the lunch for them, they pulled out and they come in at dark. They had to go walk well around, unload a boat with lumber. And they kept them 4 days over there loading. They'd come in there. They didn't do nothing but sit up there around that fire and keep warm, walk around and look. We couldn't see very far. Go around, of course, there's a house around here. You never seen nobody around that house. They'd stay in the house. They had a big, one of these English walnut trees standing right at the edge over inside. You go up towards that English walnut tree, they're going to watch you. Then they'll pick up the English walnut, you have to give them a penny.
What, the kind of fence that people used to have around their yard, it's wooden and it'd be...
Over there or over here?
Over here.
They call them palings. Some call them pickets and some of them call them palings.
What would you call them?
Well, I guess it would be palings.
Uh-huh. Would they be nailed together or?
No. The set of posts, just like a wire fence. A nail is slapped at the bottom and one at the top, and they set them things up even and tack them top and the bottom with a nail all the way there.
Say, if you wanted to break up the ground for planting, you'd break it up with a... You wanted to plant you a garden.
I'd flat break it.
Uh-huh.
Call it broadcast. Then lay off my row.
Uh-huh. What would you use to break it with?
A turning plow.
What different kinds of plows were there?
Well, when I first knew the plow was a turning plow was an old hauling spear plow. Call it hauling spear then. Made a cast, but had a wooden beam, wooden handle.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept on up till they got a blue killer.
Uh-huh.
It was a wooden beam and wooden handle, but it good running plow. And then they made a steel beam plow with steel points on. And you couldn't break them, but some of them had iron handles, some of them had wooden. I always used the wooden handles. They got broke anyway, I could buy another and put on. Didn't cost much. It's a piece for the handle.
What did they have to smooth the ground over with?
Some of them call them harrows. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Wood, as homemade, made out of wood, we made a menu one out of 3 pieces of wood and put a little tongue.